today we're going to learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalid of the fifth parak of Maseches Shviyos. So a little bit of introduction is necessary for Mishnah Gimel. Both Gimel and Dalid are going to continue the discussion about the luf, the particular type of onion called the luf. So one thing that's necessary to know before we learn Mishnah Gimel is that unlike fruits of a tree, as we probably already do know, when it comes to vegetables, the year of its picking is considered the year, you know, the year of that vegetable. So if you pick it during Shemitah, it's not about when it emerged from the ground, it's not about ripening. When you pick the vegetable from the ground, that is the year of that vegetable. So if you pick the vegetable during Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shviyas. Now we're talking about a luf, so we already learned that when you pick a luf, you may then want to bury it back underground in order to store it. Now when you do that, some of the leaves may continue to grow even further. So you may have picked it during the seventh year, during the Shemitah year, so it has Kedusha Shviyas, and then you may bury it underground, and some of the leaves may grow further even during the eighth year. So that's how you can have Shemitah Luf, has Kedusha Shviyas, that still has growing that's happening during the eighth year. So your normal vegetable, you would never have that, because once you pick it, it's not going to grow anymore. And if it's growing in the eighth year, it means you haven't picked it yet, so it's not a Kedusha Shviyas. It's only the Luf, where you pick it during the Shemitah, and then it will still grow a little bit more after you bury it under the ground. Another important thing to know is that generally speaking, when you have Shemitah produce, it's mutter for anybody to eat. Aniyim, Ashirim, the Balabayas himself, he's not allowed to sell it, he's not allowed to store massive amounts in his house, but everyone is allowed to go and eat the Shemitah produce. It's hefker for everybody to enjoy. However, once it's no longer available out in the field for Chayos to take from the field, once it's not available in the field anymore, then that's called the Zman HaBiur. At the time of Biur, we paskin, like the Shittas Ramban, I think it is, that says that you have to go and take all, whatever you have of that produce in your house, and be mafkirit for anybody to take. And once that Zman HaBiur happens, and no one's taken it, so now it becomes mutter again to eat, but it's machlokas tanaim for who it becomes mutter to eat. One shita in tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda's shita, is that only aniyim are allowed to take it after the Zman HaBiur, ashirim are not allowed to take it. Whereas Rabbi Yossi's shita, and we're going to see this later on in the Masechta, in the ninth parak, Rabbi Yossi's shita is that even ashirim, even the balabas himself, can take it back after the Zman HaBir. We once had Maisa and Shul, where in the Shul Shalach Manos, they had Shemitah wine. So we asked Rabbi Willig what to do with it. So he said, hey, you have to be choshesh, that maybe a proper beer wasn't done. So you have to do a beer. You have to put it out and be mafkirit and leave it by the curb overnight. And then the next day, you could bring it back in and take it inside. We're not aniyim, because we paskin that you don't need to be aniyim in order to eat it after the beer. But that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So with all of that background, let's read Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Luf Sha'avra Lav Shviyas. If you have a luf that continued to grow after the Shemitah year was over, meaning it's a Shemitah luf because you picked it in the seventh year, but then when you put it back underground, it continued to grow into the eighth year, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Laktu Aniyim Es Olav Laktu. If the poor people went and picked the leaves during the Shemitah year, so whatever they picked is theirs, and whatever grew afterwards is stuff from the eighth year, so that for sure you're allowed to keep. But Vim Lav, but if the poor people didn't pick the leaves during the Shemitah year, and now the leaves continue to grow in the eighth year, so part of these leaves are Shemitah growth, and part of these leaves are eighth year growth, you have to make sure the aniyim get whatever grew during Shemitah. And the reason is that Rabbi Eliezer is assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that only aniyim are entitled to luf after the Zman HaBiur of Shemitah. So that whatever grew during the Shemitah year, you have to make sure that that goes to aniyim, that it's not going to go to the Yashirim. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Yossi, and he says, "Im luck to aniyim es olav luck too." That if the poor people pick the leaves during the Shemitah year, good, they got whatever they needed to get, and you can keep the rest. But if im lav, but if they didn't pick it during the Shemitah year, ein laaniyim olav cheshbon. Then the poor people have no rights to anything. Meaning, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi that once the Zman HaBiur passes, the rich people can also take it. It's not only for the poor people. Moving on now to Mishnah Dalid. So the Mishnah talks about the halacha of a loof that grew during the sixth year, but you kept it in the ground until the seventh year. And in order to uproot it from the ground, you have to dig a little bit around the area. But if you start digging during Shemitah year, it's going to look like you're working the ground during the Shemitah year. So you need to do some sort of shinui to make it clear that that you're not really working the ground and you're just trying to dig up the loof. So loof shalerev shviyah shenichnas l'shviyah. So you have a loof that finished growing in the sixth year, but it was still in the ground when the Shemitah year began. V'chein b'tzalim hakitonim. Or if you have another type of onion that has a similar story, v'chein puashalidius. Or you have another type of a vegetable, a matter, I think they translated it, as that's growing in good, strong soil. So Beishamay Omrim, Beishamay says, okrinol son b'ma'arufos shel eitz. That how much of a shinoi do you have to make? You're not even allowed to use metal utensils to uproot it from the ground. You have to use wooden utensils, and that way no one will think that you're working the land, because that's a very unusual way to work the land. So Beisil says, no, you can use metal utensils, but not the normal utensils that you would use. You're not allowed to use a spade, you have to use a pickaxe or something like that, something that's an unusual utensil, but at least you could use metal. But even Beishamay agree that if it was growing in rocky ground and not in regular fertile soil, then you're allowed to uproot it even with metal pickaxes. Beishamay would agree to the Beis Hillel, because that's not a place where you would normally plant, so it's no one's likely to get the impression that you're planting there during the Shemitah year. Everyone will realize that you're just trying to uproot it from the ground. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Hei.